have here a very yisodistic Gemara about the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The Gemara has a shiloh that you learned today, Iboilo. What's the shiloh? Since it's a mitzvah derabbanon, the whole inyan of Ner is Chanukah derabbanon. So the Chazal didn't know exactly how did the Rabbanon set up the mitzvah. He had loka oisa mitzvah, oi hanocha oisa mitzvah. The shaila of the Gemara is, a mitzvah is a commandment to do something. That's to do an action. So the shaila in the Gemara is, what action did the Chazal want us to do every year? Did they want us the lighting, taking a match, a candle, and lighting the menorah? Or hanocha oisa mitzvah, putting down the neiros. What we'd like to do is, even before we get into the two sides of the shaila, there's two sides, hadlocha or hanocha, and each side has its own details, its own protim, what the maisa hamitzvah the Chazal require from us. We want to be magdim, we want to make a hagdama, and that hagdama will help us understand the two sides. The hagdama is, let's leave go what the person is supposed to do, the maisa hamitzvah. In every mitzvah there's two parts, the maisa hamitzvah, what you're supposed to do, and the tachlis hamitzvah, what comes out of the mitzvah. So before we talk about the shadow of the Gemara is in the maisa hamitzvah, but what exactly you're supposed to accomplish, whether it's hadlocha or hanocha, what are you going to accomplish? So on that, the Gemara seems to say that there's something very special you accomplish. Normally, you do a mitzvah because you're supposed to do it. But in the Gemara, you find that the purpose, what comes out of the action that the person does, is called persume nisa. By whatever mitzvah, the action the people do, we not only did the action, but people in the street who walk by see the mitzvah, and we're mefarsim the nes. So what we'd like to first discuss is, where do we see the Gemara? The Gemara says like this. The mitzvah of Neres Chanukah is more important than Kiddush. Kiddush is a mitzvah to make Kiddush. But if a person only has enough money for Kiddush, or Neres Chanukah, you do this mitzvah. Why? Because in this mitzvah you have persume nisa. The toitzor, the thing that's going to come out of the mitzvah, is better. By Kiddush, you only have a mitzvah. You said the Kiddush by a kulu, you drank the wine, you did the mitzvah. But there's no special outcome. By Neres Chanukah, besides the mitzvah of remembering the zecher hanes, remembering the nes by doing the action, the man who's lighting it remembers the nes. Besides zecher hanes, there's pirsum hanes, to publicize it for other people. That you don't find too often. You find it by mikra megillah. You find pirsum to announce. Most mitzvahs, when I put on tefillin, I could do it in my own closet because I did what I was supposed to. I don't have to be mefarsim. No, there's no extra outcome from the mitzvah. But by Neros Chanukah, there's two things. There's the Maisa Mitzvah, which is the Shiloh of the Gemara. What exactly do you have to do? Is it the lighting or the putting down? The person who's doing it. But what we want to talk about a little is, what is this extra thing of piercing? So on that, we have a very interesting Machloikas HaPoiskim. Machloikas HaPoiskim. For instance, what would be in a case where a man, there'd be no pirsum hamitzvah? No pirsum. For instance, the man's in a desert, and all he has is him with his menorah. There's nobody around. Nobody's going to see him. Or not only a desert, a man comes home late at night, and he has no, or he's living amongst goyim, and pashtus, goyim, we don't have to publicize for goyim. They don't. Publicizing is only for Yidden. Now, if a man, there's no Yidden around, he's in a motel in Sioux City, Iowa, there's no Yidden within 100 miles, is there a mitzvah of Neres Chanukah or not? Simple shaila. Usually you come together. Usually there's always both. What would be if there's only one? So we have a machlokes apoiskim. The Mogen Avraham paskins in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Bey. When the Mogen Avraham is mashma, you can't make a bracha. In other words, basically you lost the mitzvah. You want to remember it, okay? But if there's, in other words, according to the Mogen Avraham, the whole Maisa HaMitzvah is built on the outcome of Pirsume Nisa. But if nobody else is going to see it, Pirsum for myself, I know that there's Chanukah. You don't have to, I don't have to publicize it. It's only for the people. But if there's no people around, according to the Mogen Avraham, there's no mitzvah. A tefillin you have to put on even if nobody's watching. Masha Ein Kein, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rav Moshe has a piece of Torah that Leibniz put out a whole sefer, and in the sefer, a lot of different gedolim gave in svarim. I happen to come across it. It's not printed in the Chubas, I don't believe, but in the sefer, in the Heroi, which is put out in Leibniz, Rav Moshe Tzal writes in the Furish, he's choylik on the Mogen Avraham, and Rav Moshe Tzal brings rayas that even though we see in Chazal that there is a advantage of Pirsume Nisa, it's good, it has a, it's a stronger kind of a mitzvah, but that doesn't mean that without it there's no mitzvah. When you have Pirsume Nisa also, it's stronger than Kiddush. That's why if you only have enough money for one, you have an advantage by Hanukkah, you're also advertising Hashem's miracles. But Rav Moshe Zatzal says, even when there's no Pirsume Nisa, you still have to light Hanukkah. Because you're a Yid, you have to put on tefillin, you have to light Hanukkah. The Moshe Zatzal brings right from Mikra Megillah. Now Megillah also, what would be if a person's in a desert? We always learn Megillah in the shul with his 10 people. And it's better to do it also, because you're announcing, you're publicizing the mitzvah. But the Poskim say that by Mikra Megillah, a man's alone in his desert, he still has to read the Megillah. Because it's an action of the mitzvah. Even though there's no piersum, there's no publicity, that does not take away from the mitzvah. So we have a very interesting machlokes. Is pirsume nisa, just like you can't have neres Chanukah without oil, you can't have Chanukah lich without a wick, and according to the whole Avnei Nezer, you can't have Chanukah lich without a menorah, a big shayla of that. Is the menorah itself part of the mitzvah, or is it just the oil, the wick, and the light? The whole shaila in Avnei Nezer about that, I don't want to go into it. Whether the menorah itself is part of the mitzvah. But same thing, the Mogen Avraham says you can't have Chanukah lich without publicity. And according to Rav Moshe, that's all, it doesn't matter.
What's
Rav Moshe's story? Moshe's story is that he says it's a maisa mitzvah, it's a light Chanukah lich. So what if there's no pirsume nisa? It's if you have it, it's good, but if without it, you have a maisa mitzvah.
Tachlis,
because he himself will remember, not that he's doing what Chazal told him to do. He's every year.
That's two separate things.
That's right.
And by Megillah?
The same thing by Megillah also. Every Jew has to hear Megillah. If it's better to have publicity with 10 people. Now, Lechora, you have a raya from our Gemara. Our Gemara is not today's Gemara, but the famous Gemara that says, at the time of the Sakana, where you can't put it even by the window because the goyim will see it and cause trouble, it says you put it on your table. Now lechora, that would be lechora right to Ramesha, because lechora, if you put it on the table, in those days they didn't have special menorahs, they had candle, yeah. So anybody looking at it thinks that this man has it on his table in order to eat supper. There's no persume nisa when it's on his own table, when it's not by the door, when it's not outside. So you could slug that up, you could defend, you could knock, you could take off the raya in two ways. The simplest raya way you could take it off is that, at least for his children, it's a raya. In his own family, the people in the house, they know that it's for Chanukah. Even though, so you have less publicity. But at least, according to the Mogen Avraham, at least there are other people watching you. So that's one.
The
Gemara is a Nifal Shulchan. And there's another way you could say. That's also enough piercing. That's enough piercing for people. When the kids are sleeping, if everybody else is taka sleeping, so then it's taka, you have no mitzvah. But Pusha from the Gemara, you have no right, because the Gemara, there are kids around, his wife and his children. No, that even though there's no Pirsumei Nisa, still you're making the mitzvah on your own table. Even though on your own table, nobody in the street knows that it's a Hanukkah lift. Because in normally those days, where else did they put? They didn't have lights. But you could teach it with a more lomdish way. In a second way, you could shlug up, you could say it's no raya. The Moshe Tzal himself speaks about it. You could say that the pshat is like this, that with the Magen Avraham will be moida, that b'shas ha-sakona, where it's not possible to have any publicity. So Chazal said, oh, if it's impossible, Chazal made a new mitzvah, do it anyway. But in a time when it's not a sakona, and normal people light, they can light in such a way, they're living amongst yidden. Normally, it's possible to have pirsum. Then, if an individual case comes up where there's no pirsumei nisa, you can't fulfill the mitzvah. In other words, Shas HaSakana, there was a new Takoras Chazal, the same Chazal who said, in other words, what was the Rai? The Rai was the Chorev, Shas HaSakana, there's no pirsum, and still Chazal made the mitzvah? So that would be the Chorev Rai to Rav Moshe. So we're saying, no. Rav Moshe himself says that, according to the Magen Avraham, there was two separate takonas of Chazal. One takon is on the normal when there's no sakon of shkotzim. Then Chazal said, in order to get the mitzvah, you must do it with pirsum in a way of pirsum. And if a man stuck among goyim, he has no mitzvah. But b'shas ha-sakon where nobody in Kol Yisrael could do it with publicity, then Chazal made a new takon because shas ha-sakon is for everybody. But where an individual has no pirsum, then there's no mitzvah. Okay. So, just trying to show you, we have an interesting shaila. We hear so much about Pirsumei Nisa, like the Magen Avraham, that's a chelek mamish, a very important part, that's a tenai, so to speak, one of the conditions of the mitzvah. The Lord Rav Moshe, it's good to have, but the mitzvah itself does not depend totally on Pirsumei Nisa. Okay, that's the hakdoma to how far, what do Chazal want by Hanukkah time? Do they want just a Maisa mitzvah, or do they also want pirsum? Now, let's go in, and we'll divide up again. Now we'll go to the Maisa mitzvah. Is it the Hadlaka or the Hanukkah? Now, what does it mean, the Hadlaka? Poshit, simple translation. First we'll work on a Hadlaka Isa mitzvah. That's Shita, because that's how we paskel. And that seems it's a little easier to understand. Hopefully, if there'll be time, we'll try to understand what Hanukkah is a mitzvah means. Hadlokah simply means that a Ben Yisrael, like Tosfos and Gemara speaks out, the mitzvah of Hanukkah licht is at the time when you take the match and you light the menorah. That's called lighting. It takes 1 second. You put it there, and as soon as it starts to burn, Bechara, you were madlik the menorah. Now, we have a shaila. According to this, if hadloka oisa mitzvah, should it matter how much oil is in there or not? If you hold hadloka oisa mitzvah. Bechara, even if there's a drop of oil, the mitzvah is the lighting. The lighting takes 1 second. When you finished, after you took your hand away, bechara, the mitzvah is over. So does it matter how long it lights? Should it matter how much oil is in there? Bechara, at first glance, it shouldn't matter. Because if the mitzvah is hadlaka, lighting, that takes 1 second. As long as for 1 second it lit, it would be good enough. Now, but the Gemara before has a shiloh. The Gemara before says the mitzvah of Hanukkah licht is from Shkia Sachama. I'm not sure if you learned it. Mishetishka chama ad shetichla regal min hashuk. The Gemara says there's an amount of the mitzvah, which is a half hour's time from the time shkia. The Gemara explains till the people go away off the streets. They go out of the streets. That's a half hour. Now, and that's why our minig is that we have to put in enough at least for a half hour. The question is, if you hold Hadlaka Oisa Mitzvah, where does this shear of a half hour come? The mitzvah is only at the time of the lighting. So why is there a shear? So there's two yesoides. It depends. You have to learn the Gemara well on Chof Aleph on the base when the Gemara says it. But the Gemara explains that this shear, Mishetishka Chama Shetichla Regel Menashuk, the Gemara says there's two pshatim in that. One pshat is the Eloi Adlik Madlik. That means to say that the time zone for lighting Hanukkah lift is only the first half hour, from Shkia half hour. If you miss that time, you're finished. You can't light anymore. The second shot in that half hour is inama l'shiura, which means how much oil you have to have. It must burn for a half hour. So, if you look in the Sfas Emes, and according to the Avnei Nezer, the second shot is that the shear of a half hour is just how much any time, but as long as it burns for a half hour. So push it. That's what Chazal wanted, that it should burn for that amount of time. But that's what the Gemara says. But the first shot is, it's not how long it should burn. It's when you have a chance to do the mitzvah. So push it, you can learn. And according to the Ma'am Yom, Hadlok Oisim Mitzvah, he holds like the first sheet in the Gemara and Chof Aleph on the day, which Taka means, and if you look at the Sfas Emes, that there's really, when the Chachamim were Masakin, the Mitzvah Hadlok Oisim Mitzvah, there's really no shear. And according to this first sheet, even if you put a drop in, it lasts for 2 seconds. But Hadlok Oisim Mitzvah, so you did a Hadlok. The second sheet that says that it has to have a half hour, you could say that holds Hanukkah. That's going according to the second man, the Yomer, who holds Hanukkah is a mitzvah. That you have to put it down, it has to stay down for a longer period of time. So one pshat is that if you hold Hanukkah is a mitzvah, you tack it, there's no amount of, because Hanukkah takes a second. Hanukkah sitting there could be a half hour. But Hanukkah, when you take your hand away, is finished. So one pshat and you could learn. But the Rambam himself, who paskins hatlokoi semitzvah, and that's the way we paskin. Still, we paskin that you have to put in enough oil to last for a half hour. We paskin hatlokoi semitzvah, and still we paskin like the second shot in the Gemara. That you have to burn, you have to put in enough for a half hour. And the rush adds on, and if you hold hatlokoi semitzvah, you have to put it in before. You can't put in for 15 minutes and then add on. A very important rush. The rush says if you hold Hadlaka Oisa Mitzvah, you must have the whole half hour's amount beforehand. So where does that come in? So Lachara, so the thing is, so where is this, why does it have to be for a half hour? So it could be that even if you hold Hadlaka Oisa Mitzvah, but you, Chazal want presuming Nisa also, Chazal want that it should last for a certain amount. It should be enough that it should be able to last for a whole amount of time. From your Maisa Hadlaka should come out Pirsum also, which goes back to the Shaila of what we had of Magen Avraham and Rav Moshe. But both of them are masking that Lachatchila Chazal want that after you do the Maisa Mitzvah of lighting, they want publicity, people should know. That's why you have to put in a half hour's worth of oil. So there's the Maisa Mitzvah lighting, which takes a second, but the Chazal wanted there should be a half hour in between. But what would be if it burns, if it a wind comes and knocks it out 15 minutes later? Do you have to relight it or not? What? So on this, there's another machloekis in the Gemara. I don't know if you learned it or not. This is the most famous machloekis in the sugya of Hanukkah, is exactly in this case, where a man lit the way he was supposed to, and he had enough oil inside, but halfway, 15 minutes later, kovsa, it got extinguished. So we have a big machloekis in the Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, where the one man in the other says, kovsa, Zokokla. Zokokla means you have to relight it again. And the other man, the Amr, says, Kofsa ain Zokokla. If it's got lit, if extinguished, you're finished. You don't have to do anything more. What? Kofala from the base. The Amr's the beginning of the Sukkot. Now, the interesting thing is, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that since we hold if we hold hadlocha is a mitzvah, if you hold the main mitzvah is the lighting, then if it burns, if it gets extinguished 15 minutes later, you do not have to light it anymore. But if you hold hanocha is a mitzvah, which we're going to talk about later, the second half, then you would have to relight it. So this is a very important yisoy, that the machlokes of the Gemara about chavsa, if in the middle it goes out, do you have to kindle it or not, is hanging on this machlokes, on this shiloh that we have. We're only dealing with one half now. We're not dealing with the second half. So let's just explain our half. We hold hadlokos in the mitzvah. The first half of the shiloh. The mitzvah is you did it as soon as you put the match to light it. And still Chachamim wanted that there should be a half hour's worth of oil there to burn. They want that there should be, the want that should burn. What?
So that it doesn't have to be lighted?
Yes. That's the second half. Let's not go into it now. But let's just work on our half, not to get confused. So if you hold hadlocha is a mitzvah, so one step we said is you don't need, there's no amount. The second step is that there is an amount Chazal wanted, that there should be some pirsume nisa also. Like we brought down from the Magen Avraham, this would be a little easier to understand according to the Magen Avraham, but even like Ramesh Zatzal, Chachamim certainly wanted there should be pirsume nisa, so they said put a half hour's worth of oil in. But Shulchan Aruch Paskins, since the main mitzvah was the lighting, so if it goes out in the middle, you don't have to stop anymore. Why? So what's interesting is some Achrayim explain like this. Since we paskin, when a man lights the beginning, when a man lights the light, he's really making H, right? When you light a chanuklich, you're lighting H. Now when it keeps burning for a half hour, is it him who kept it burning for a half hour? Or do we look at it like it's burning by itself? So the Achrayim bring down the Gemara and Baba Kama that you have. When a man lights a fire and damages somebody else's field, do we look at it like he is fire, it was as if he himself did it the whole time? Or do we say, no, it's like his animal, like it's like his mama did it? Isha Misha Mechitzav. Or do we look at Eish, when a man starts a fire and it keeps going, is it like he did everything? Or it's like his animal did everything? So since we passed in Isha Misha Mechitzav, so that means right away, as soon as he lit the fire. Really, when a man lights a fire, it's like he keeps lighting it all the time. So therefore, if we hold Isha Misham Chitzov, so it's like his action keeps going. So there's a famous Nemukah Yosef in Baba Kama that has a tremendous question. If we pass in Isha Misham Chitzov, I'm sure Rabbi Nachman spoke it out, how could a woman light Shabbos licht? As it keeps burning on Shabbos, it's like she's making a fire on Shabbos. So the Nemukah Yosef answered that right away, as soon as he lit it, it's as if he lit the whole thing right away before Shabbos. He put in the start, the fact that it was the potential, it was going to keep burning from that very minute that he did it. So when he did the first minute, as far as he's concerned, he already burnt the whole candle, right now. So that's why Kof saying Zuckerbro. That's why if it gets extinguished 15 minutes later, he doesn't have to keep relight it. Because when he lit it 15 minutes ago, the wind didn't come. We didn't know that the wind wasn't there yet. So technically it was possible to light. It was possible to go for the whole half hour. So since Eishim Mishum Chisav, it's like, as far as the person is concerned, he lit a half hour's worth of oil. Something new comes up, that's not his problem. But as far as the Maisa Mitzvah, the Mitzvah is the action. The action is to light enough lift that could burn for half hour. And if Isha Mishim Chitzov, that means it's already as if he programmed that it was going to burn for a half hour. So he got his whole mitzvah. So that's why if you hold Hadlokah Isha Mitzvah, that the main mitzvah is what you do at the time of the lighting. So it's like you already lit the whole half hour's worth. That's why Kavsa, in case it gets extinguished by something new that develops. So not that it was already in there. It was already an open door and it was going to come. So he never programmed it. It was never potentially going to light. Then it would be a problem. But our Gemara, normal cases, a man lights a Hanukkah lift and there's enough oil to burn for a half hour. So Hadlaka Yisra Mitzvah means not only did he get the 1 second mitzvah, he technically did the mitzvah for the whole half hour. Because Isha Mishim Chitzav, it's going to keep going. So therefore, even if a new thing develops, Chav Seh is up. That's one Yisoid, if you hold Hadlaka Yisra Mitzvah. Now there's another Yisoid.
How about, this is
the context of
the Rambam.
Rambam
says that you need to have
a lot of
mitzvah, also has to burn for a half hour.
No, it has to be enough for Kofsein Zachor. The Rambam Tagapaskin is Kofsein. You have to put it enough that in your action, when you light it, you set up an action of a half hour. And since Eishim Mishum Chitzov, you get that, you did it. You did everything possible. The Maisa Mitzvah stops at the first second of Adloka. But what's the Maisa Mitzvah? That it should, that a half hour's worth of oil is going to burn because of your Adloka. That's one Yisoid. So far we passed on Adloka Yisra Mitzvah. You have to have Shiloh, do you have to have a half hour or not? Second step, if you have to have a half hour, what happens if it gets extinguished in the middle? Now let's go to our Gemara. Adloka Yisra Mitzvah. We find something very fascinating. The Gemara tries to prove three rayas, whether Adloka Yisra Mitzvah or Hanocha Yisra Mitzvah. We're going to work now on the second raya. In the first raya, the Gemara wanted to prove simply, the Gemara wanted to prove that Hanukkah is a mitzvah. Because the Gemara says if you keep holding the menorah the whole half hour, you're not yotzeh. I mean, you made a good Hanukkah, so what's missing? The Hanukkah. So the Gemara thought Hanukkah is a mitzvah. The Gemara slugs it up. Really, Hanukkah is a mitzvah. But the reason why you can't, it's not good if you're holding it in your hand, because people will think it's a torch. It's a separate problem. Really, Hadlokai Semitzvah, people will think it's a torch. That's the first raya. So it's no raya either way. Maybe Hanokai Semitzvah, maybe Hadlokai Semitzvah. But the second raya is a fascinating raya. That's where you're going to come up with something. The Gemara, what's it says in the Braisa that if a man lit Chanukah in his bedroom where there's no publicity, at the time, at a time when he should have lit it outside. So when he lit it in the bedroom. And then he carries it out and puts it outside in the front door in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody can see it. Right? So the Gemara says, it's not good. It's not a good mitzvah. He did not fulfill Hadlokas and Neiris. So the Gemara says like this. If you hold Hadlokas and Mitzvah, then we understand why it's not good. Because the mitzvah was at the time of the lighting. At the time of the lighting, he was in his bedroom. So he lost the mitzvah. But if you hold Hanukkah is a mitzvah, what's the problem? So what if he lit in his bedroom? As long as he took it outside and he kept it there for a half hour, why is it no good? So this is a proof that Hadlokah is, that this is a proof that Hadlokah is a mitzvah. That because so Hadlokah is a mitzvah. If you light in the bedroom, you lost the mitzvah. Why did you lose the mitzvah? Get this carefully, because it's going to get very lumpy soon. Because the mitzvah is the lighting. The lighting was in a bad place. If it's in a bad place, it's no lighting. So the Gemara slugs up the raya. And the Gemara says, no. Really, Hanukkah is a mitzvah. Really, the mitzvah is putting down the menorah, not the lighting. Aye, so what's so wrong if you take it from your bedroom and you put it down on the outside? If it's only Hanukkah is a mitzvah, it's very good. It says, Din Chashash Maris Ayin, people will think, they'll see you carrying it from the bedroom outside, they'll think you're using it as a light. They will not know that it was for Neiris Hanukkah. Maris Ayin, like a special Chacham, we're afraid. But technically, he fulfilled the mitzvah. But the Chacham said, you got to do it over again, because people aren't going to know the publicity. There's no Pirsum in Nisa. And if there's no Pirsum in Nisa, you got to do it over again. Maybe you should take a ride to the Magen Avraham. I don't want to go into that now. That Pirsume, the Chachamim were worried that even though technically you did the Hanukkah, but you have to have Pirsume. Now, Lachara, if we pask in Lahalokha, there's a very Gishmak, if we pask in Lahalokha, Hadlokha is a mitzvah, so why is it no good if you lit in the bedroom and then brought it outside? Since we pask in Lahalokha, Hadlokha is a mitzvah. Not Hanukkah. Mitzvah is Hadlokah. So when it comes in Shulchan Aruch and the Rif, when they come to Paskin, they Paskin Hadlokah. And they say, well, if you light in the bedroom, then you bring it outside, it's no good. What reason should the Rif and the Rosh bring down in the Shulchan Aruch? What reason is it no good if you hold Hadlaka Yisra Mitzvah?
In the wrong place.
Because Hadlaka Bim Kaimeh meant it. Because he didn't do the Mitzvah where he was supposed to. And if you look in the Rif and the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, what do they say? They say that Hadlaka Yisra Mitzvah. But if you lit it inside or you took it outside, people will think that you didn't do it L'shem Mitzvah near Hanukkah. So the Bach and the Taz, the Karbon Asal on the Rosh, they ask on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, why does the Shulchan Aruch give the reason why it's no good if you lit inside and took it outside? They give the reason that Agamor brings because of the Chashash Marasayim, since they passed and had Lokos Mitzvah, that the Mitzvah has to be, the main Mitzvah is the lighting, so they should have said a worse of a reason. They should have said a reason, the reason why is it no good if you lit in the bedroom and brought it outside? Because Hadlok of Mkaimah Medes, you didn't do it where you're supposed to. Why do they give a reason which is like only a misconception type of a reason, a misunderstanding reason? They should give a more lumdisher reason. And why is it no good? Because the Gemara says, if you hold Hadlok of Mitzvah, if the Hadlok is the Mitzvah, the lighting, and that's in the bedroom where there's no Mitzvah, it's like eating matzah on Purim. You get the mitzvah matzah, you didn't eat it at the right time. You put a mezuzah, if you put a mezuzah in your car, you have to put it here on the doorpost. The mitzvah, if it's done in the bedroom, there's no mitzvah. All right. Kash is, if we put a mitzvah, so then the Gemara, they should have used the other reason. It should have used the reason of the Gemara, that it's no good because Allah can kai my meds. So the Taz comes up with a big kiddush. Taz says a big kiddush that the Gemara falls off. The Gemara, after the Gemara brings down this logic of chashad that people might think there's no publicity, the Gemara changes its mind. And really, even if you hold Hadlok Oysa Mitzvah, it doesn't matter if you light it inside and take it outside. Except for the problem of Pirsumei Nisa. But as far as the mitzvah itself is going, it doesn't matter where you light it. As long as, even if you hold Hadlaka Yisra Mitzvah, really, the Gemara changes. The Gemara, there's no such a problem. Just like if you hold Hadlaka Yisra Mitzvah, it doesn't matter where you light it. As long as it winds up outside, the same thing if you hold Hadlaka Yisra Mitzvah. The Rambam keeps the reason. When the Rambam passes, the Rambam says Hadlaka Yisra Mitzvah, and that the main mitzvah is lighting it, is the lighting. And the Rambam says, if you light it in your bedroom, you take it out, it's no good, because you have to light it in Kaimah. So we have here a beautiful machloikis, Shaila, here. If you hold Hadlaka Yisra Mitzvah, is there such a condition that the Hadlaka has to be outside also, or it doesn't matter, the Hadlaka has to be inside, And as long as you have kavana that you make the bracha inside and then take it outside, except for din de rabbono and except for the problem of marasayim. But where the main machlokes in lomdus is there such a condition b'tzad etzem hamitzvah? If you hold hadlaka is a mitzvah, does the hadlaka, the action, have to be inside or outside? Machlokes between the Rambam and against those Moshul the Rosh and the Rif, according to the Hezber of the Bach, that they hold, no, that you don't need, no, even Hadlaka Yisra Mitzvah, it doesn't matter whether it's inside or outside, as long as it winds up outside. The Taz has the Kasha, I think the Bach gives the Teretz. So we'd like to be Mazbir. What's the Machloikis? Why, according to the Rambam, if you hold that the main mitzvah is Hadlaka has to be outside also? Like the pushes of the Gemara, Hadlaka Bim Kaima Binim. You must have the Hadlaka where it's supposed to. And why, according to the Rif and the Rosh, the Gemara falls off from that? Really, it doesn't matter, except for a Chashash Derabonon. The Chacham said people won't, it's a Derabonon Dikim problem. It's a separate problem of Marasayim. So we'd like to say that Machloikis, it could be like this, that it's totally in the Shaila between Taka the Mogen Avram and Rav Moshe itself. This Shaila, if you hold Hadlaka Bim Kaimai Medes, So if you hold like the Magen Avraham, if you hold like the Magen Avraham, that the Iker Mitzvah is the outcome of the Mitzvah, is the Pirsumei Nisa, so then it's good why, that's why the Rif and the Rush hold that the Pirsumei you're going to get later, right? You're going to take it, as soon as you light in your bedroom, you're planning to take it outside. So Me Iker Adin, as long as the Pirsumei Nisa comes up, it doesn't bother us that the Maisa Adloka itself was in the bedroom, because from the Maisa Adloka he took this menorah, brought it out. According to the Magen Avraham, because you got the main purpose of the mitzvah was Pirsumei Nisa, and Lamaisa you got Pirsumei Nisa. Sheinke and the Rambam would go more like the Svarver of Moshe Zatzal, that when the Chachamim were masakin a Maisa mitzvah, it wasn't tied to Pirsumei Nisa. The Chachamim wanted special. The Chachamim, the main purpose of the mitzvah is the Maisa mitzvah, the action. And the Chachamim gave a place where the action is supposed to be. It's supposed to be in a place where normally it could come out Pirsumei, but the main mitzvah is the Maisa mitzvah. So that's why if you did the Maisa mitzvah in the bedroom, so you're missing one of the conditions of the mitzvah. I'm saying it could be easier. That's why the Rambam held that block of him, Kaima Be'inon, that you must have, because not well, which is outside. No, Bizman, Shlobishas is a corner by the Pesach, because Takonas HaMitzvah was that it should be in such a certain place. The Hadlokah itself, the actual Maisa of Hadlokah, is that was the mitzvah that the Chachamim required in a certain place. So it doesn't help us that after the Hadlokah you took it outside and stood there for a half hour and you had Pirsumei Nisa. Because at the time of the Hadlokah, the main Chachamim wanted a person to light licht in a certain place. That went into Takonas Chachamim. But like the Magen Avraham, the main purpose of lighting was what you're going to get out of the lighting. The Pirsumei Nisa that's going to come from the half hour that people are going to see it. So that's why the Maskanas HaGemara, I'm just showing you, you could tie it in. I know it's getting late now, I still want to say a little on the other half. So please, I'm just showing you that could be a Shtikl Hezber, Machlokes, Magen Avraham, and Rav Moshe could fit into this Machlokes between the Rambam and the other Rishayim. Okay. That's what we've finished up in the Loit the Rambam. If you lit in your bedroom, and you have to start all over again with a bracha. Loit the riff and the rush, that hold that technically you fulfilled the mitzvah. It's only because people are not going to know that you did it for Chanukah. So there's a shalom paiskim, a shalom prichodesh, and Rabbi Kiva Eger. Loit the riff and the rush. Do you have to make a new bracha when you light it again outside? Nice shalom. Because Lachara light the riff and the rush, technically you fulfilled the mitzvah inside and then brought it out. It's only because people are not going to know. So if you look in the Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole shaila whether you have to, when you light it again, the people should know that it's for mitzvah's Chanukah, you have to make a bracha now. But light the Rambam Yizicha, have to make a bracha. Because what you did before, lighting in your bedroom, was nothing. So you got to start all over again with a bracha. But like the riff and the rush, that it's only, like our Gemara, it's only a chashad. Kiregi says you have to make a bracha, and the Kri Chodesh says you don't have to make a bracha. It's very lumdish shaila. Whether the chashad of people not knowing it's in their Chanukah, whether that takes away the whole mitzvah or not. Separate shaila. Now, a new point. What is it, now we're going to go on to the other half, that says Hanocha Oysimitz. It's shorter. It's simply exactly what does it mean Hanocha Isa Mitzvah. So one thing for sure, if you mean Hanocha Isa Mitzvah, the Hadlokah itself could be done by a Cheresh, could be done by a kid, could be done by a child, lit, lighting the menorah. That the Gemara says clearly. Behold, because they're not B'nai Mitzvah, they're not doing it, they can't do any Mitzvah, they can't be any Shliach. The Teretz is lighting the menorah is not the Mitzvah. The mitzvah is the placing of it. And the placing, the yid will do. So remember, the lighting itself could be done by a cheresh to the cup. It's the placing that the yid has to do. So what is the placing? So that's a big machlokes. If you look at our Gemara, you have what does it mean to put down the menorah? So on that we have the third raya of the Gemara teaches us, if you hold Hanocha Isa Mitzvah, what do you have to do? So from our Gemara, it would seem, Eliyam and Anocha is a mitzvah. It says, Machabe, Magbia, Menicha, Umadlika. The way we have it in our Gemara, if you hold Hanocha is a mitzvah, that means to say, you have to put down, and this is very careful, an unlit menorah. Because it says Machabe. If the, let's say the thing was burning from yesterday, so you can't use it from yesterday. What do you have to do if you hold Hanocha is a mitzvah? Extinguish it, pick it up, put it down, and then light it. So meinicha, when you're meiniach the menorah, it's not lit. And then the cherishet of a cotton can light it. Again, remember we said the hadlok itself could be done by any, even a kid, cherishet of a cotton. The hanocha, a Jew has to do. But first he makes the hanocha, and then you get the hadlok. So hanocha is a mitzvah, means you're putting down a unlit menorah. That's the mitzvah. And the bracha would be, Aisher Kedushon, Mitzvah Tzivonu, Lehaniach Ner Chanukah. And then you tell one of the kids, hey, 5-year-old, go ahead and light this menorah. That's what the Nar Gemara, Hanocha Aisha Mitzvah would be.
But that's happening there now. That's not Pesumin Nisa.
Oh, what? So now that's, so. It, but that's what the Gemara says.
Yeah.
The question is, the Ramban and the Rajba have a Shaila on this. Kemat, you're a Shaila. How could the Gemara say Meinicha? You put down an unlit menorah, and then the kid goes and lights it. But you'll have Pesuminisa because later it's going to stay lit. But the question is, what kind of a mitzvah? Put down an unlit menorah. So the girsa of the Rajba and the Ramban is the opposite. If you hold Hanocha is a mitzvah, you mag mechabe, you extinguish from yesterday, umeu magbia, you lift it up. Umeinich, umadlika, you should light the Hanukkah lich, and then meinicha. You have to take first, light it, and then put it down. Very important. Or the kids could light it while it's up in the air, and then the yid takes it from the hands of the cherishet of the cotton, and he puts it down. But this itself is kedai to know. The big machlokes rishonim is the mitzvah of hanocha. If you hold hanocha, it's a mitzvah. Put down an empty, an unlit menorah, or to put down a lit menorah. Now, what's the logic of the Shita of Rashi and Taisvis? If you look at our Taisvis, also Taisvis has the girsa, without going into Taisvis' whole lom de shishal, Taisvis has a girsa like Rashi, that you put an unlit menorah and then the child lights it. What are you accomplishing? So the Avnei Nezer explains that the Hezvin, the Shita of our girsa, the way we have it is, that very fascinating. And if it's late, it's not late, and you have things to do, I'll tell you over this, and we'll leave the rest of whatever I had, maybe mitzvah tonight. Mm-hmm. So the Halagi Avnei Nezer, the Sachachov Rebbe, explains that the pshat in our girsa is like this. The whole purpose of Neris Chanukah is to remember what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, you find something fascinating. If I were to ask you, what's more important in the menorah that the Kohen did in the Beis HaMikdash? What's more important? Getting it ready, putting the oil and the cleaning it out, putting the oil and the wicks, or the actual lighting? You say, of course, the lighting. And the halacha, kor, is the opposite. That the hatovas haner is the cleaning out of from yesterday. And the putting the oil and the wick into the menorah had to be done only by a Kohen. Then later on, even every Jew could light the menorah. The hadlokas haneris themselves was not an avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. Avoida means any of the avoida needed kuhuna, an avoidus of a kohen. But even a zor, even a yisrael, could technically light it if he stood outside wherever, you know, or the menorah was outside. I don't want to go into complications. But so that's why when Chazal made the mitzvah of menorah, the yid is supposed to put down the menorah with the oil, because that's like dunya, that's like the kohen gadol in the Beis HaMikdash. And then the hadlaka is not such an important, that's not the main mitzvah. So therefore, even a cherishet of a kohen
gadol, the mitzvah is to get
the mitzvah is
like ready.
Yeah, just like in the menorah. Of course, if you don't light it, so then you're not getting any pesuminisa. Yeah, eventually it has to be lit and has to be pesuminisa. But that's a Shita and Rashi, Hashem King, the Rashi and Taisis. But the Rajba and the Ramban hold And note that they weren't trying to copy the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash. The main idea was for Sumei Nisa. So Sumei Nisa is to put down a lit menorah. So again, you could tie it in to the Shaila of the Magen Avraham and the Rav Moshe Tzal. Is the main point to pursue Nisa, or is the main point to copy, to have a Maisa of putting down a menorah similar to what they did in the Beis Hamikdash?